It's almost time for another edition of What's On Your Mind.
All right.
But before we get to that, right now, everything is changing.
Yeah.
I mean, the way we eat, socialize, even the English language as we know it is about to change.
I can't even understand what you're saying now.
What?
Because there's a lot of popular sayings that we use all the time, like, don't cry over spilt milk.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Mm-hmm. Don't count your chickens before they hatch.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of chicken and egg stuff.
Well, let me tell you, I've been to the grocery store recently, and there's no milk, no eggs, and no chicken left anywhere.
They're seriously out of chicken.
Yeah, those are the three things that, well, that and toilet paper. Yeah.
It's not totally true. I did find one package of gluten-free breaded plant-based chicken.
Oh, gross.
Plant-based.
So, all the English idioms are going to have to change soon. Like, don't count your plant-based chickens before they grow.
Yeah, that's catchy, Jeff.
Why did the plant-based chicken cross the road?
Why?
I don't know.
Okay.
Someone has to finish this for me.
Because I didn't want to drive a car and add to the carbon issue? Yeah. I don't know.
This is the future.
Yeah.
So get used to it. So we're going to try and adjust our English speaking during a brand new edition of What's On Your Mind.
Okay.
Wish us luck, where we go around the room and find out what each member of the morning show has been thinking about lately. So, Brooke, what's been on your mind?
You guys, I'm so ashamed.
Oh, no.
Okay, I don't know if you follow my Twitter, at Brooke Fox, if you'd like to.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Jeffrey. But I tweeted a picture of an empty Costco cake container, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Costco cake.
Yeah,
delicious chocolate Costco cake. And
never
I was like, 1 week of quarantine, we finished it. I realized I did the math wrong. My family of four, that's me, my husband, and then
two kids.
3-year-old and a 6-year-old, finish an entire Costco cake in 4 nights, you guys.
Oh, the big one.
We got it on Wednesday. It was gone by Saturday.
Oh, my God.
And it's like I've lost track of time. I was like, no way. We couldn't have done that. I looked at the serving size. It's supposed to serve 45 people.
Brooke.
Oh, no.
I don't know what happened.
This is so insensitive of you right now. Are you serious?
There
are families out there that are losing their jobs.
Yeah.
They have no access to food. Meanwhile, you're on the radio being like, we ate a whole cake, everybody. We devoured it in 2 days.
Are you not listening to the beginning of this? I am ashamed. Yeah. No one should finish a Costco cake.
You're ashamed, but it's not going to stop you from stuffing more cake in your mouth.
There's no cake left, Jeffrey. There's no cake left. Listen, my friend brought it over because he works at Costco, and it said Happy St. Patrick's Day on it because he got a discount on the damn cake.
Wow, this is happening now. Could you imagine if we were quarantined during Halloween?
I don't know what's going on. I'm really concerned.
All right. So, Brooke's life is crumbling.
Oh, like cake.
Like
I get
cake.
It. Uh-huh.
I just like it. Not them. Me.
Somebody send Brooke some more Costco-sized cakes. Jose, what's been on your mind lately?
Well, in the middle of all this, obviously, I can't see friends.
Yeah.
So, two of my best friends have decided, normally they come over to my place to play video games. We play PlayStation. They were like, dude, in the middle of all this, I'm just gonna buy my own and we can play online.
Okay.
And we've been playing a lot and it's been amazing. And then I realized after all this that like, I'm never gonna see my friends again, even after the quarantine.
I've thought about this too.
Because literally, the only reason they ever come over to my place is to play video games. And now
there's
they
no
have
reason.
Access.
Mm-hmm.
We're playing Call of Duty, we're playing all these sports games one-on-one, and we're having a blast, and they never have to see me again.
Yeah.
Like,
there's no going back.
And it's funny, the reason it's funny is, well, not funny, is because they're the ones making that joke. They're like, dude, I'm never gonna see you again. And then my other buddy's like, this is great.
Oh, and well, that hurts.
Well, they have wives, they have girlfriends that they live with.
Yeah.
Now I realize I'm lonely forever.
Well, just wait. They'll be in relationships long enough that they'll do anything to escape the person that they live with.
Mm-hmm.
They'll eventually come back to you.
Okay, I hope you guys have bad relationships. If you're listening, I hope it all crumbles. Come on back to Jose.
You can always give them some more incentive to come over, though, besides video games.
Like what? Like, what do I have to offer?
Massages.
Yeah. What?
Oh, no, Jeff.
That's what you and your friends do.
Yeah, a little brosage.
Yeah.
That's not normal.
Okay.
Bro. That's
all
not normal.
Right.
Yeah, give it some time and you'll be down.
Jeffrey, what's on your mind?
Something amazing happened to me over the weekend.
Ooh, congrats.
Okay, everybody's losing jobs and Jeffrey's over here talking about how everything's amazing in
She's
his life.
Right.
It's not like that though.
Oh, sure.
On Saturday morning, I was scrolling through my phone and suddenly it ran out of battery. Died.
Okay.
Whoa.
And in the moment, I was like, you know, oh no, like, I'm going to go charge this in a minute. And so I had to put it down. But then I just never got around to it.
What?
Oh, totally forgot. And for the next 20 to 30 hours was total silence and bliss.
What? Wait, dude. Let your phone stay dead.
I'm with you. Going phone free.
No!
Oh my God. It makes time last so long, doesn't it?
It really does. I didn't do it on purpose, but during that period, there was like no panic texts, no checking news, no like mindlessly scrolling through social media.
Wow.
I just read a book, made some hummingbird food, and then rented the movie Little Women. It was absolutely fantastic.
That's honestly terrible. What you did too, isn't
it? It was, and I was at total peace. And I suggest all the people listening right now, you let your phone die, don't plug it in, rent Little Women. It's gonna change your life.
I would much rather sit on my phone on Instagram for 2 hours.
You say that.
How do they call you young Jeffrey? You're like senior citizen Jeffrey.
Making hummingbird
You're the
food.
Youngest person on this show and yet the oldest.
And yet, for 24 hours, I was free.
Oh. All right, and those little hummingbirds were happy,
and
man.
Yeah, they were. They were flying all over my house. It was the happiest I've been in a very long time.
I feel like he is. He's up singing, little bird landing on his finger.
I'm telling you, let your phone die. Amazing things happen. Text in to 78592. Tell us, what have you been thinking about lately, positive or negative? You can get it off your chest. We'll read your text coming up right after this.